Hi, I'm Christine, and I studied abroad in Australia the fall of 2019, so that was my junior year. And what I wanted to talk about was my trip to New Zealand while I was abroad. And just this entire trip was just like one of the gems of my experience, I would say. I went with my best friend, and we kind of just spontaneously went. All the people we were with weren't really planning it, so we were like, you know what, we're going to New Zealand next week. And we went with two, not random girls, but two girls that we just met. And we met them there. They came like a day after us. And I just remember flying there and seeing like the mountains, and we were landing. And it was just such a surreal experience. Like, I was like, this is such a beautiful place. And I remember we got off the plane, and we just sat in front of the airport. And I was like, I could sit here the whole time, and this would be like my favorite trip. And I don't know if it was because I went in just like such a good mindset, such good spirits. Like, it was just such an amazing country. We like stayed in this hostel on the top of this huge hill. There was no Wi-Fi in our rooms. Like, you had to go to the lobby to like use your phone. We had these bunk beds. Like, the shower was literally metal. And I was like, this is the best place on earth. Like, I don't know why. Like, I don't know. It was just so crazy. And we really just went all out. We went ATVing. We did like this helicopter tour. So we like were on the top of the mountains in New Zealand, and then we went wine tasting, and we went on the world's biggest swing, and it was just like the most thrilling experience ever. And just when I think about abroad, like that was my first time that I was like, wow, like I never want to leave. This is going to be an experience that I tell my kids. I was like, I want a honeymoon here. Like, it was just so great. And I feel like I just learned kind of like, not like I got a travel bug then, but I was just like, wow, like I really love another country. Like, and I feel comfortable here. And it just, I don't know, it was such a surreal feeling. Like, the people there were just so nice. I remember saying to them, I was like, how do I move here? And they're like, it's kind of hard. We don't just let anyone in. Like, do you have a skill or a trade? And I was like, no, but I'll learn when to come here. And I remember just leaving. We were so sad. We called it like our honeymoon, and it was just the best like couple days. I remember skipping school, I think, and coming back. I literally was like, I need to go here again. And I just remember that trip like lighting a fire in me to travel and just have like so many more experiences. And like, it just taught me that there are so many things that are exciting and that you want to do. And so, yeah, that was basically my experience.
Would you say that you want to like live abroad?
That trip honestly made it more of a reality after going, because I was just like, wow, I see myself here. Like, this is such a beautiful place. I don't even know. Not, maybe I've just never been to a mountainy area. I'm from New York. But I remember being there and being like, this, like every single view was like $1 million view. Like, I don't know how you could wake up and not be happy being there. So that made me be like, okay, I seriously could live here. It's just so far away from obviously everything. Even like one of the main reasons I even was looking into it was because obviously Australia is kind of far away from everywhere, but New Zealand is like a go-to place that people would travel to, even though I think the flight was 6 hours or something. But it made me definitely more open to living abroad, like even in Europe or something
Yeah,
like
and that
that.
was your first study abroad experience, you said?
Well, it was my first, studying abroad, but I've traveled to Europe with my family and in high school, but that was the first like school and when I was more of an adult and could appreciate it.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was about to ask, like, out of all your other like traveling abroad experiences, this must have been like a different experience because you got to go independently, kind of.
Yeah, I think that's why this trip also, I mean, New Zealand is so stunning. It's probably that's why I loved it too. But I think the way just every, like from start to finish, I went in with such a good mindset. I went in with my best friend and we were just like complimenting each other so well that anything that happened, like I can't even like think of anything bad that happened, but it just, I don't know, it was a really positive experience. And I'm really happy that we pushed ourselves to go. I remember I had to skip school or something and I was so nervous about it. I was like, oh gosh. And it was literally the week before we were like, okay, we booked it. We're putting all we have into this trip and it's going to be great. And we just never wanted to leave. And they were like, are you going to extend it? And we were like, I wish, like, I want to come back. So yeah.
No, that is really cool. That does sound really nice. Yeah. That is a good experience.
Yeah.